This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That served our listeners well, ladies, as usual in this hour of the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Several broadcasters are in the news. We've all followed Laura Ingraham. She seems to be out of the spotlight for a while. Sean Hannity is in the spotlight. Alex Jones is in the spotlight. Alex Jones has, you remember, the first, when the Sandy Hook thing first started, he claimed the massacre was faked. And so now he's being sued for defamation. He called the parents of these dead children liars and crisis actors. I've never been a fan. I have respect for what he does in getting an audience, but I think he goes beyond. Well, listen, we all have tastes. I don't like wrestling matches on the radio, and I don't care for his style. A lot of people like it. Fine. It's got an audience. He sells a lot of products. Good for him. And I think the same could be said for Sean, although I don't really understand, as I have said, I don't get what the story is here with the lawyer. So the lawyer only has three clients, and Sean may be one of them.
There's really not a story
Nothing.
Yet. That's
no
the
story
problem.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, if there is, I'm sure it's of interest to people.
Well, but there isn't. Alex Jones, are we interested in that, or we just think this is?
I have no interest in him. I think
sued.
He's a cretin. And to talk to the parents of these slain children the way that he did, I think he's a disgusting human being.
It's like a Holocaust denier. It's the same kind of stuff. How do you fake something like that, and why do you go on the air and stir it up, unless you're just trying to call attention to yourself.
Well, he likes conspiracy theories. You know,
well, I'm a conspiratorialist. I believe that that's the case, too, but this is not.
But he also said that the Boston bombing was all faked and that they were actors.
No, I don't. I know that Meredith was on the next block from the bombing when it went off.
So of course it happened.
It wasn't fake.
Right.
That's his stock and trade.
Unless Meredith was in on it.
Yeah, but
could be part of a greater conspiracy.
In on some explosions. I don't know about that one. Anyway, so the bottom line here is that we have people who are in our business that get attention. It's nice to have people pay attention to you. Alex is unique. He has an audience. He's carried by the same network, one of the networks that carries this program. So he's just got a different point of view. But it'll be interesting to see where the suit goes from these parents. It really will. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, how many of you, I am a reader, but mostly of things that I need to know to do this radio program and sound moderately intelligent. However, well, maybe this is because I'm interested in this, that it caught my eye, a book that has been written on evolution and intelligent design. It's a book written by a fellow named Walter Starkey, who's a doctor in biology and engineering. He writes in the book that he's interested in the theory of evolution and has been for most of his life. He has studied it, and he has concluded that his firmly held belief is, in essence, he's correct. The book is called Evolution Exposed and Intelligent Design Explained. He claims that he did a lot of research and he applied a lot of common sense. He uses the concept of engineering, mathematics, science. The theory of evolution is the greatest scientific mistake of all time. His book attempts to prove the statement by presenting several facts that readers will find eye-opening and enlightening. His account asserts that, one, the natural forces of the earth have no intelligence whatsoever, therefore they could not have designed the animals. Two, human beings are intelligent enough to design machines, but they are not intelligent enough to design animals. And three, the only entity that could design the animals would be a superhuman being who is much more intelligent than any human being, thus the theory of intelligent design.
Well, I don't know. We seem to have been pretty good at breeding dogs. We've created new dog breeds for the Westminster Kennel Show, so I don't know.
I don't know what to believe about this, because I think that I'm somebody who really thinks that there is a power far greater than we are, and that power is responsible for not only what goes on here, but in the universe. And it's a power our minds do not, and I don't know whether you want to call it intelligent designs, it's a superior intelligence to us. Do we all agree, you don't have to, but do we agree that there is a power greater than we are? Do all of us agree that there is something that has more intelligence than do we? And so if we agree we're not at the top of the food chain, then almost anything else is possible. I just find every once in a while, I don't want to go down a dusty, dirty, dark road, but every once in a while, I just find it interesting to stimulate people in their thinking about this, because it doesn't jive with a lot of the teachings at some of the more conservative universities. So, I shouldn't even use the term conservative. Well, maybe that's okay, conservative. It applies okay, it fits there a little bit. But the fascinating thing is that we all spend a lot of time, I do, thinking about where I came from. Where have I been? I spent this last weekend at a seminar on past lives, trying to figure some things out, and where do my beliefs and where do my traditions and where does the family come from? And it's fascinating stuff. Whether you think it's cuckoo or not remains to be seen, but it is, I find it to be, if for no other reason, great conversational material. Because you can have a good conversation about something like this in an intellectually stimulating manner, and you can't, you can say you're right, but you can't prove it.
Right, that's true.
That's what I like about it, because you just have to use your own intelligence to have the discussion. I don't call it an argument, but it's a discussion, frankly. Anyway, it brings us around to 13 after the hour. If you're a business owner and you're still using one of those free email services, perhaps you'd like to think through to a different reality. So you all know what I think, actually, you said something pretty intelligent the other day. That doesn't sound right. Victoria, you were talking about this.
I wrote it down in my diary.
Yeah. Such a rare occurrence. It stuck out in my mind.
Yes, okay. All right. Calm down.
What did I say that was so ingenious?
I believe that you had a comment about how it does make sense for businesses to have something other than the average ordinary .com that's connected to Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or whatever, Hotmail. And that's what this company, Easy Email, does. It gives you the ability to have a handle, a different handle. EasyEmail.tech is a good example. That's where you can go to find out what you can get for yourself. EasyEmail.tech. They've done Doug Steffen, I think, .tech. Doug Steffen .radio. I want to do that.
So they'll work with anybody.
You want to know the sad thing is, I didn't give you this. I didn't say this. Jen did. So my ingenious thing that you remembered from last week wasn't even me.
But it was just wiped out by her being a wiseacre.
Spell my name right, will you, Steffen?
Yeah. H-O-O-O-O. EasyEmail.tech. T-E-C-H. Go there or call them at 844-344-7607, and they get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, .radio, .tv, .email, .whatever you want. Easy Email. Talk to real people in the United States. Call 844-344-7607. It's a cool way to go. Great promotional tool. Won't cost you a lot of dough. Pretty simple. 844-344-7607. Re-identify yourself with the help of easyemail.tech.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 after the hour. I completely forgot about Jennifer's trending stories, which does happen when I get distracted by whenever I see Sean Hannity's name in lights or...
Whenever you see something shiny.
Yeah, anything, shiny, yeah. I get distracted. Alex Jones, okay. So, Jen, what did you find that is exciting and important?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you know, a lot of focus still on Syria, even though we're all distracted by Sean Hannity and
right,
the fact that
right.
His name may have appeared in a file in Michael Cohen's office.
Ooh.
Well, officials in Syria and Russia are blocking investigators from entering the scene of the suspected chemical attack, according to a watchdog group, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, said that officials from both countries have cited pending security issues for preventing the watchdogs from entering Douma, the Syrian city where U.S. and French authorities believe a poison gas attack occurred on April 7th. They're saying that they might let them in tomorrow, but they are kind of doing this hold up and wait game with inspectors. That's going on. Also, some rocket fire overnight. The thought is maybe Israel sent over a few air missiles in the direction of Syria. Here in my lovely state of California, Orange County once again voted to opt out of California's sanctuary state law. This is pretty funny because Los Alamitos was the first city to vote out of the sanctuary state and also vote into the lawsuit that is coming from the Department of Justice against California. And I guess they were asked to vote again because they wanted to cement their opposition to the sanctuary state. So they did another five-hour debate, huge clashes, lots of protests, and members of the Los Alamitos City Council voted 4-1 to opt out of the state law that prohibits state and local police agencies from informing federal authorities in cases of illegal immigrants facing deportation. And finally, I know you've all been waiting for it. You're on the pre-order list and your dreams are coming true. James Comey's book is coming out today, Higher Loyalty. And if you turn on the TV, you'll see Comey's face. So lock and load.
Wherever you are. Right. With lots of advice about what not to do. Speaking
That's
of
right.
that, and the government, Scott Pruitt apparently spent $43,000 on a phone booth in his office.
Sometimes you need protection.
That's just when he plays Superman. It's really not a big
deal. That's when he changes.
I was going to say, or he's pretending to be Doctor Who or something and trying to time travel, because those are the only people who use phone booths still.
Unbelievable. That guy. Aye, aye, aye. All right. I'm just trying to think of something clever to say.
Oh, boy.
After, wait, what do you mean, oh, boy?
Well, when you have to announce that you're trying to think of something clever, it's kind of like the moment has passed. The ship has sailed.
I'll get back with you at 41 past the hour.
You guys are full
clever
of...
Clever remarks on the ones. It's the DJV show.
Traffic and weather and taking shots at the boss together at the ones. Nice. Very nice. All right. Jennifer, you can leave now. It's okay. You've outlived your usefulness.
I've been disciplined.
May I be excused too?
No.
Death cap in the corner.
We have other things to discuss here. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Nobody around that does it better. Crank this up, Kara, will you please? 23 after the hour. Music from the Moody Blues, as they have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have been eligible since 1990. Nominated last year, but for the first time they made it in this year. And in spite of the fact that the Moody's best known for songs like Nights in White Satin, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, Tuesday Afternoon, they have had at least 10 albums that were multi-platinum. They have logged any number of number one songs from the 60s to the 80s. So when Justin Hayward and his pal John Dodge were up on the dais the other night, they were talking about some of the past bandmates. Now, one of them just died over the weekend, as a matter of fact. One of the originating members, Ray, what's his last name? He died. He was a flautist, 76. Anyway, Justin said, quote, "Thank you very much. If you don't know already, we're just a bunch of British guys. And, of course, to us and all of the British musicians, this is the home of our heroes. And to be celebrated even in the same building as Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers and the woman who showed us all how it should be done, Nina Simone." I'd also just mention some of the radio personalities like Scott Muni and Howard. Talking about Howard Stern and Allison Steele. Of course, all of the thanks and gratitude goes to the fans of the Moody Blues. But he did, he was one of the only, I think he and Bon Jovi both singled out radio as the reason for their success, which is what they all should be doing, because
then,
if it weren't for music on the radio back then, they would have gotten no place.
And that was back when DJs could actually pick the music they wanted to play.
Right, exactly. Yep.
They were tastemakers.
Yep, they sure were. So anyway, I think it's
neat that they're.
I'm actually excited to see this ceremony. It's going to be on May 5th, Saturday, May 5th at 8 on HBO and HBO Now and HBO Go. But I think this is going to be a great ceremony. The performance of the Moody Blues apparently was great. Bon Jovi reunited with Richie Sambora. That was supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
And then the tributes to Nina Simone or Lauryn Hill, and who's got a great voice, even though she's crazy, and Mary J. Blige. So I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Howard Stern's been trending for 3 days with an epic induction of Bon Jovi.
Right. Yeah. All right. Crank up the Moody's here, Carol, will you? 1,000 miles can be so many ways. Justin loves to start their concert with his song. Puts everybody in the mood. I told you the story of how I met him, right?
Through your friend Uri Geller?
Yeah, yeah. He and you've been here when I've had James Whale, my friend who's a talk host in England, the number one talk host in England, and he was there, and Justin, Megan, my daughter, and I were sitting in one row, and Justin was sitting with James in the row behind us, and they were talking. I didn't know who Justin was, but James Whale had just had an operation for cancer, and he wanted to show me his scar. So, and this Uri's place in England had a big hedgerow all around it, and the photographers were all over the place when he got married because Michael Jackson was his best man. It was a circus. So Justin and I go outside with James because he wanted to show his scar. He took off his shirt, and all the paparazzi were taking pictures of his scar. And there's a picture somewhere of Justin and me laughing hysterically at the picture. But that's the first time I ever met Justin Hayward. What a fabulous band, though. Just fabulous band. The Moody Blues at 28 after the hour here on the DJB show. I was going to say the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but that was the former. Thank you very much.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference in Detroit at the Ford headquarters, Ford told the press their new cars will be able to interact with their environment. Key vehicle software will be updated over the air, and not just software for their Sync 3 system. 3D printing will play a very important part of Ford's future using lots of robots, and Ford is investing $4 billion in cost savings. Ford is developing new partnerships in China with electric vehicles and new partners in India. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and in treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour on the Tuesday, April 17th, why have I got good day on my mind? I don't know why. This is the DJV show, originating as a good day. Doug Steffen presents a good day on the DJV experience. How do you like that? Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. The folks at NASA are figuring out what to do since apparently there was a problem. If you haven't heard about the TESS satellite, they call it a planet hunter. Been postponed to launch until tomorrow. Been scheduled to launch from Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, the Cape, yesterday, last night. SpaceX providing the launch vehicle and the launch pad for tests, said that it's standing down because they have to conduct additional guidance. I guess they have to figure out, well, let's let them, here's a scientist explaining what the mission is. First.
Missions like tests will help us keep learning so that eventually we can answer the question, is, are we alone or we just have the best prime real estate in the galaxy?
TESS will set up shop in orbit between the Earth and the Moon. For 2 years, its four cameras will scan an unprecedented 85% of the sky, hunting for planets orbiting some 200,000 nearby stars in our Milky Way galaxy.
200,000 nearby stars. Remember, the Milky Way is the smallest of the galaxies that has been found. And the planet Earth and our solar system is either the smallest or among the smallest of all the solar systems in the galaxy. So it gives you an idea of just how small we are. We have a very... think about it this way, if you can, in terms of reality. The planet's only 25,486 miles around at its circumference, the equator. 25,000 miles. If you go straight up 25,000 miles, then you are in a band of the highest of all the satellites, but it's a band that is easily, it's accessible. 25,000 miles is no big deal anymore. Remember, well, you don't remember either of the two, you, Kara or Victoria, when the first one, Alan Shepard went up, and then John Glenn went up, and Carpenter went up. I remember all of those things when I was in elementary school. And then in 69, we went to the moon. But there were a number of tries at making sure we were going to be okay. So there were people who tested various satellites and various orbiting machinery. And then there was one of the Apollo space shuttles went without being manned to go to the moon and come back again. And then we sent men up to the moon to circle around it. And they had all kinds of trouble, but they made it back. And that didn't stop the guys who wanted to go there. And so it's been a fascinating source of information. We've recovered so much stuff just from the moon. And now we're sending space launch to the moon, I'm sorry, to Mars. And then this thing going way beyond what it does, I think the last thing that gentleman said about if we're alone, I think it's folly to think that we're alone, don't you?
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I believe that more and more.
Yeah. Here's a reporter describing the science behind how TESS will find these planets.
As the planet crosses in front, the starlight dips. You wouldn't even notice the difference, but they have mathematics they can use to determine that the light dips just very, very slightly, like 0.05%, and that's how we find it. We have to do that multiple times to confirm that it's really a planet.
Now, go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, so apparently they look, it must be called like the wobble method or something, is I think what they're calling it. And anytime, because TESS can't zoom in that far, anytime something, they see a shadow pass, you know, by a star or something like that, and then they can check it multiple times with whatever math or science they're using and see if it's a planet. I think that's pretty cool.
Once it launches, it's going to use its fuel to reach orbit around the Earth with a gravity assist from the moon, and that means it can go out, it pushes it out somehow or other, the equation, the physics, the dynamics of how it works. God knows I don't understand it, but it's going to go out for 2 years, take these pictures. It's much stronger than the Hubble, which has been what we've used before. We found a lot of stuff with the Hubble, near and far. Supposedly, remember when Hubble found, what was it, Voyager, that found the so-called 10th planet that we can't see beyond Pluto? In our solar system, there's supposed to be another planet out there, and we can't see it. And then, you know, the work that has been done by some of these probes to see what asteroids, you know, there's been probes that have gone up to land on asteroids and bring back material from the asteroid to see what it's made of. Where did it come from? Did it come from planets that are in this galaxy, or did it come from planets that are in other galaxies? Remember, there are more galaxies. This gentleman just said that we know there are 200,000 planets in our galaxy. That's what we know of. And then you go beyond that to galaxies. You can't count how many there are.
So that means you can't count how many planets there are, how many suns there are. You just can't. So this is a way MIT has done some of the instrument design for this. And the doctor who worked on it said the moon pulls the satellite on one side and then it pulls it away from the orbit, apparently, of the Earth. And that's how it stabilizes. And now let's listen to a reporter reveal what it will look for, in fact, on the new planets.
TESS does not have the ability to detect life on other worlds, but the science team believes it will find 1,500 planets. When the more powerful James Webb telescope is launched, it will train its lenses on the most promising planets TESS has found to determine if they might indeed have the credentials to support life.
So there's been the Hubble, there's been the Kepler, and now the TESS. And the TESS will survey an area that's 400 times larger than what Kepler observed, which was about 400 times larger than what Hubble observed. So when you think about it, it's mind-boggling. You can't wrap yourself around it because our minds don't work.
Yeah, and as he mentioned, so TESS is going to be up there for 2 years, and that launches this week. And then the James Webb Telescope, which is really, really strong, is going to go up in May 2020.
Yeah.
And so I guess is when they get all the information back about all the different planets they find, then the James Webb Telescope can focus on the most likely candidates for life and see if there's actually anything on them.
Well, with 1,500 planets expected to be analyzed, if you want to call it that, the probability alone would say that they're going to have to find something living.
They think that there will be at least 300 Earth-sized planets in other parts of our galaxy or outside the galaxy, and with that comes the assumption or the suggestion or the prediction from the Institute for Astrophysics at MIT that there have to be other atmospheric compositions which allow for life. And that's really what they're looking for, what's in the atmosphere of some of these planets. And how you can tell that from umpteen 9 billion jillion light years away.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll find what they think is life and then give us another 500 or 1,000 years and then we can go visit them. It's going to be a while until we can go.
I don't know that we'll last a 1,000 years. I don't see us with the way we're producing more and more human beings. I don't see this planet lasting with human beings on it anyway for 1,000 years. I just don't. I don't see how you can possibly expect that we can feed and govern or manage that many more people. If you're here another 1,000 years, it'll have 4 times the population that we have now. And we can't manage the population of the Earth now.
And look at our natural resources. The oceans are so messed up. It really is. They better find something new to live.
Time to take a trip, boys and girls. It's 43 past the hour. What's different about ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter is one of the most... I look at the companies that use it and endorse ZipRecruiter. The companies are large, small. PetSmart uses them to hire, for example. IHOP uses them to hire. Verizon uses them to hire. PayPal uses them to hire. Are you using them to hire? It's the fastest way to hire great people. And if your company is just getting started, this is the best place for you to go. If you're going to expand, this is the best place for you to go for new help. Or if you're just trying to replace somebody that was good and they moved on or they retired or whatever, then go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and find out by looking at the posts that are there. You're going to post what your job needs are. And then the ZipRecruiter technology will go visit all the leading job board sites, see who's posted a resume there, put them together with you, and notify you so you'll be able to talk to a qualified candidate within minutes sometimes, certainly within the first day. Best possible matches are done through this recruitment facility. That's what it is, recruitment software. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It will find them. ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate to enhance your business in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Use ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Doug Steffen here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints, Calitrin. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrin?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch off first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrin that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrin. 833-867-5677 or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off when you use the code DJV.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 47 after the hour on the DJV show. So when did you post, Victoria, your first painting on the refrigerator, your first note to your mother, or did your mother or father do the posting? You gave them or they saw something you brought home from school or you made somehow and they were so pleased with it. They put, the reason I'm asking is because I'm sitting looking down the corridor to one of the walls in the corridor that has a huge, framed poster, maybe is the way of putting it, that has hundreds of the notes that my children gave me. One of them is for Brendan. The other one is for Megan. Actually, I think Meredith put that together and hung them on the wall here. And so you look, I can see some of the things that Brendan did. And it was just, I mean, I don't remember anybody ever doing that when I was in school, and that's not, oh, boy, Doug. I just wasn't.
No one put your artwork up on the fridge?
No. I don't know that I did any artwork anyway, but nobody ever put anything.
I'm sure you drew something in school, Doug.
Well, I'm sure I did, too. I was a doodler, in fact.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so what did you first see hung up that you did? You remember?
I don't remember, but I'm sure it was from, you know, pre-K, nursery school, probably two years old, maybe.
And so what age did they post things of yours on the refrigerator?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably when I was old enough to realize that my art was terrible, so I probably told them to take it down. but my mom still has, she has a ton of little tchotchkes that we made in school and art class, and we have Christmas ornaments and things like that. So she kept all that stuff, so it still makes its appearances on the Christmas tree every year.
What about you, Carol? What did your mom hang on
the
refrigerator of yours?
Well, Victoria stole the thing that I was going to say.
Nice going, Victoria.
I don't really remember stuff being put on the fridge that much. I'm sure that there was plenty of it. I definitely remember we made these, like, macaroni necklaces that were, you know, I'm sure my mom wore, like, once or, you know, those got hung up. But, yeah, we still have ornaments that are, like, really terribly made. You know, it's like little...
Christmas, you mean?
Yeah, Christmas ornaments, like little paper cups that we cut up in certain ways, and they have our pictures in the middle and stuff. Those still get hung up on the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. But it was cute, wasn't it?
Cute. It was something.
They thought it was cute. 10 before the hour, cuteness personified here on the DJV show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786. Ends 4/21/18.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Past the hour, it is time for us to spend some time, quality time, with Chuck Curry, our movie man. This movie Moments. We're starting with music from The Terminator, and that'll be the cue for Chucker to come in here and tell us some news about Arnold Schwarzenegger's new heart or something. All right, Chucker, what's the scoop?
Actually, they've cast a new villain Terminator, an actor, a known actor, who stars on the ABC show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is set in the Marvel Universe. His name is Gabriel Luna, is going to play the bad Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back to play the good Terminator. And Linda Hamilton, who played Sarah Connor in the first two movies, will be back playing Sarah Connor. They're going to ignore all the events after Terminator 2. James Cameron, who is one of the best director producers in the industry, is coming back to produce, evidently got the rights back to the franchise. And Tim Miller, who hit big directing the movie Deadpool, is going to helm this project. It'll be out in 2019, filming later this year. Arnold is 71, Linda Hamilton is 61. I actually think that's pretty cool.
She was married to Cameron when they did the first one. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
She from what I hear, she made a couple bucks in the divorce settlement.
I'm sure, yeah, made a couple of bucks here and there. Yeah, got jacked up again to do this.
But I like her. I thought she was very appealing in a movie called Dante's Peak opposite Pierce Brosnan.
She was. That was a good movie.
I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, that was a good, what you call B movies. That was a good B movie. You're right about that.
It was.
All right, Chuck Curry's got some more movie news. I have a reminiscing moment from Dead Poets Society to discuss right after this.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hi, Chucker. In the 1989 film Dead Poets Society, Peter Weir was the director, and he shot it in chronological order to better capture the development of the relationship between the boys and their growing respect for Mr. Keating, who was portrayed by Robin Williams. And this is something that hasn't been done. Most people don't realize that most movies, are not shot in sequence. They are shot according to the convenience of the director and where they are. Most television shows are not shot in sequence. They are shot, if they are on a particular site and there's a frame or a scene at the beginning and then maybe halfway through the show, they shoot them both while they're there and then they put them together in the editing room. I don't think most people do that.
No, it's interesting that you bring that up because my all-time favorite movie was shot in chronological order, which is a Poseidon Adventure in 1972 because they wanted the wear and tear on their clothes throughout the film as they go through the ship. It was easier to do that. But you're right, 99.9% of all movie and TV projects are not shot in that order. A lot of they'll start with the end, middle, before the beginning. But that's an interesting point you bring up.
Well, gee, thanks, Chucker. Now, see if you can match it with another interesting point.
It only took 25 years. Here's one. Paramount Pictures moving forward with a remake of the 1979 Stephen King horror film Pet Cemetery. Jason Clarke, who currently stars in the movie Chappaquiddick, will play the lead or is in negotiations to play the lead with the massive box office success of It. I could see most of the Stephen King properties being remade once again for the big screen. This is
really
the first one announced. Yeah, King is a hot property in the business. They're already casting, actually, for It, too, beside Jessica Chastain. Bill Hader has been cast as one of the major players in the sequel, which will be out in 2019.
So Jessica Chastain's going to play in a monster movie?
She is. It's a high-profile movie. She's done some horror before. And doing it with the same. Yes, she has.
She's too
I think she's great. She's going to play the older Audrey in the movie. It's perfect casting.
Really? All right, Tucker.
Yes.
You are perfect casting for this program. 59.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.